The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to columbustoday.com, keyword dentally speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in the place of receiving an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now here's Dr. Kvitko.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Thank you so much for joining me here on Sunny 95. I think we're going to have a good show today. We have with us on the line, and we'll bring him in soon, Don Inman from Inman Orthodontic Labs that was started 30 years ago. We want to talk specifically about a device that Don invented called the Inman Aligner, and we'll get to Don here in just a second. Before we do, though, I would like to give out today Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. The loudest snore on record is 93 decibels and is louder than A, a jackhammer, B, a lawnmower, C, a jet airplane, D, all of the above, or E, none of the above. All right? So feel free to give us a call, 459-9769. You can also email your guesses to Dr. Kvitko at dentallyspeaking.com, and that's DRKVITKO at dentallyspeaking.com. All right, so Don Inman, let me just go ahead and introduce Don, because Don was nice enough to get up and be on the phone with us so early. Don Inman is a certified dental technician. He started Inman Orthodontic Laboratory Incorporated over 30 years ago. Inman Orthodontics is a full-service laboratory in Coral Springs, currently servicing the U.S., Caribbean, Europe, and Asia. In the year 2000, Don designed the Inman Aligner after seeing a need in the market for a fast, effective appliance that would treat adult orthodontic relapse. That would be people who've had braces, but now their teeth look crooked again, probably from not wearing their retainer. Anyway, in 2003, Don designed the Inman Power Component. The Inman Power Component is a spring-loaded component that can be used in many types of orthodontic appliances, from simple space regainers to advanced arch development appliances. Don received the Harry Hegman Award for both his innovations in 2002 and in 2004, respectively, and was recognized by the state of Florida by the Florida Governor's New Product Award. He has been asked to speak at many state and regional dental meetings, including the AAO Annual Sessions, the CDS Midwinter Meetings, the FDLA and NADLA Meetings. Don's goal is to move dental technology from a trade to a profession through education and attitude. He continues to work on new projects and technologies and to promote Inman Orthodontic Laboratories as one of the premier orthodontic laboratories in the nations. Don, thanks so much for being on the show. Good morning.
Good morning, Doctor. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. I actually had a chance to see the Inman Aligner not that long ago, and I was pretty excited about it, which is why we invited you to be on the show with us. And so, essentially, I think we've already kind of explained what it is, but this is pretty neat because there are lots of people walking around who had braces as a child, or not, yeah, I guess as a child or a young adult, and to look at them, you'd never know. How did you come up with this? I mean, as a lab tech, did you just were people sending you models of crooked teeth, or what got you thinking?
Well, there when I got into the profession, there was an appliance that was commonly used called a spring aligner. I think Propositioners or TP Laboratories developed it, and it basically was designed to deal with adult relapse or minorly crooked front teeth. But they were made with stainless steel wires,
okay.
And they were very stiff and rigid, and they just didn't work.
What's the difference, or what's the problem with the rigid wire? Why is that an issue?
Well, it has some flex, but it doesn't have any spring to it.
Okay.
So the way these appliances are made is we take the cast of the patient's mouth, and we correct the teeth by removing and resetting the teeth on the model into an ideal position.
And that's what we refer to as model surgery.
Exactly.
So you actually go through with a little blade and you section each tooth, right? You section each tooth apart, And then you create like a little channel of wax, if I remember right, and then you set the teeth into a straighter alignment?
Exactly. And then we build the appliance to this corrected position. And the goal is that when the appliance is inserted in the patient's mouth, it will want to return to that corrected position. So it's creating the orthodontic forces built into the appliance. And with stainless steel, if we move the teeth, you know, even slightly more than minorly, the appliances just wouldn't stay seated. They wanted to kind of pop out of the patient's mouth.
Right. Oh, I see, yeah, because you could only compress it so far.
Exactly. And because, again, it was stainless steel, the force, they really were uncomfortable for the patient. So we went back in and we looked at it. We looked at what was wrong with the appliances, being spring aligners, and we developed the Inman aligner, which is the same principle. We reset the teeth to an ideal position. We build the appliance to this ideal position. But now we use open coil nickel titanium spring, which is a wonderful, wonderful material. It has tremendous memory, and it's a steady but gentle force. So using these four areas, piston-like areas of action, the appliance wants to correct the teeth. Again, the forces now are parallel to the occlusal plane, so we can bodily move a tooth instead of just tip it.
Oh, okay. Okay. I think I know what you mean. So, and for folks that are listening, the occlusal plane is what we refer to when we're thinking of the biting surfaces of the teeth. So if you were to take a piece of cardboard and lay it down on the model of somebody's mouth, that's the occlusal plane. And then what your appliance can do is push in the same, in the direction as though it were inside that piece of cardboard.
Exactly.
Pushes out.
Yes. And going back to the spring aligners, they actually had almost a mouse trap effect.
Okay, so it tipped the teeth.
Exactly, and it also created problems with keeping the appliance in the mouth.
Did they taste like cheese?
I'm sorry?
Did they taste like cheese? Try to trick the tongue or something. Hey, I want people to know that if you have questions, 459-9769, if you have questions for Don. I know there are lots of people out there who have crooked teeth that used to have straight teeth, and this may be a quick and simple and potentially less expensive way of getting them straight again. And you have your chance to ask your questions from the gentleman who actually designed the device. So 459-9769, or you can email us at drkovitko@dentallyspeaking.com. All right, so Don, so now you have these, you can put these, you mentioned piston-like forces, and again, just to kind of explain that, shocks on a car work like a piston. So there's it's basically a tube inside a tube, right?
Exactly. There's two on the buccal or cheek side, and two on the lingual or tongue side. So any tooth that's too far forward will be gently pulled back, and any tooth that's too far lingual will be gently pushed forward. Basically, the appliance is going to push and pull or squeeze the teeth into ideal position.
Well, that sounds really neat. And like I said, I was amazed that I didn't know it existed. So I'm learning so much by hosting this show. It's making me a better dentist, by the way. And so my patients are benefiting from all of this research that I've been doing. Now, we're going to have to go to a break in a minute, but before we do, let me mention to folks that these shows are available by podcast, and you can get the podcast several ways. One is to go to iTunes and type in the search word Dentally Speaking or Dr. Kvitko. The other would be to go to columbustoday.com, and when you click on the, I guess it's listen on air or listen live or whatever, it'll say Dentally Speaking Show. You click on that, takes you to my page, and on there there's a spot that says click here for podcasting. And the show is also, by the way, rebroadcast at 2 p.m. and 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday on columbustoday.com. So you can just go there, click on it, get it started, minimize it to your toolbar, and just keep working. Or slough off if you want, I guess. But anyway, either way, you're listening. And then the other thing I'd like to mention is go to dentallyspeaking.com, and you'll learn more about future shows, previous guests. Sometimes we'll get photos. In fact, maybe, Don, we can get you to send us a photo or two of the Inman aligner, and we'll put it up on our dentallyspeaking.com website. that sound like a plan?
Absolutely.
Okay, that sounds great. So, you're listening to Dentally Speaking here on Sunny 95 with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help? So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City, or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best, Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
Why I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. And today on the show with us, we have Don Inman. Don Inman owns Inman Orthodontic Laboratory. He is a certified dental technician, and he has designed and developed a device called the Inman Aligner. And Don, one of the things that I forgot to mention is that this only takes somewhere between 6 and 16 weeks, correct?
Yes.
Which,
absolutely.
Which, if I'm doing my math right, is a month and a half to 4 months. That sounds really cool.
Yeah, when we first designed the appliance, actually we were in beta testing the appliance, we were surprised by that as well. We actually had cases that treated out in 3 to 4 weeks, but we like to use the 6 to 16 weeks as kind of a barometer.
Okay, now is this new? Is this a new device? I mean, I already admitted that I had not heard of it, so maybe I'm making myself look bad here. But is it how new is it?
Well, we developed it in 2000, and we beta tested it in through 2000 and going into 2001. We were excited enough about the appliance that we went into the patent process. So once we were well into the patenting process, we started marketing the Inman Aligner. And we did it locally first, and just in the last few years have we started marketing it to the profession nationally.
Okay, so I'm not that far behind the curve then.
No, and you know what? I talked to somebody in the profession. They say it takes about 7 years from introducing something to the time that it actually becomes a standard of care.
Okay, that's a long time. Wow.
Yes.
So how many new patients right now are being prescribed an Inman Aligner?
In North America, we have 3 licensed laboratories and between 450 and 500 new patients.
Each month right now?
Each month.
Okay, and then what about, I understand you're in Europe and other countries, what about Europe?
In Europe, it's exploding. We've only been in Europe a couple years now, but they're already treating over 300 to 350 patients a month.
Well, that's because they have more crooked teeth over there.
Yes, they do.
So, okay, 6 to 16 weeks, and but although you're not, yeah, so basically it's been quicker, but you're not letting people kind of go in with these unrealistic expectations. So even though it could be less, we're not really promising that.
Exactly, and it's not for everybody. It's just for the front teeth. It works better on patients who were treated earlier in their life with orthodontics, and it's for minor to moderate crowding and rotations and flaring. It's not for everything.
How does a dentist know when the Inman liner is appropriate? Let's say, well, of course, one of the criteria, as you just mentioned, is they had to have braces first. Certainly that's a good indicator because you just automatically know even over the phone that they can't be as that bad, right? But,
exactly.
But there are, but still, I've seen some people with some pretty crooked teeth that I swore when they told me they had braces that I thought that they were, you know, they were wrong, but, or they didn't remember correctly. So how does the dentist know? Is there a measurement, you know, so many millimeters of crowding or is it pretty clear that since they've already had braces, you know, they're going to have the room, you're just regaining it?
Well, like you said, there is a measurement that we suggest, and we suggest that they do an arch analysis, and that they'll actually, you know, measure the teeth, the width of each of the teeth in the anterior, and then compare it to an ideal arc. And when they subtract the width of the teeth from the ideal arc, that will give them their amount of crowding. And we like to see that crowding be under 3 millimeters.
Under 3 millimeters, okay. So 3 millimeters isn't a lot when you're spreading it out over, what, 6 teeth?
Exactly.
Okay, so that's half millimeter a tooth, or one tooth that's 3 millimeters out, essentially, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Now, one thing I don't think I've mentioned, and I don't think you have either, is because this is a removable appliance, nobody knows you're wearing it, right?
Well, that's the real benefit of the appliance. If you have an important business meeting or a date, or you're getting married, you can take the appliance out, no problem. You can leave the appliance out. Actually, we suggest that you leave it out 4 hours a day, and that goes back to a study that shows that teeth that were unloaded, or you know, the orthodontic
pressure was taken off
exactly for 4 hours, at least 4 hours a day, actually moved faster than teeth that were loaded the entire day.
Right, and that 4 hours can be any 4 hours, or is it typically when somebody gets home, maybe they have dinner and they leave it out till bedtime or something like that, or what?
Whatever works for them. And, you know, we've had teachers and lawyers who could not wear the appliance during the day, but as soon as they came home, they would put the appliance in and wear it, you know, through the evening and through the night. So if they got 16 hours in, the appliance would still function and correct their teeth. It just wouldn't do it as quickly.
So 16 hours is the minimum, which means if you have an 8-hour workday, you could potentially leave it out then.
Yes.
And when you say not quite as quickly, what does that mean? Does it mean instead of 6 to 16 weeks, it'll be 10 to 26, or what do you think?
I would think that would be a fair thing to say. I would think that it would...
Like 25% longer or something?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right. And actually, the study you're referring to about why it's good to have a rest phase is apparently the body goes through a hyalination process of the bone. The bone is putting up almost like a barrier, trying to protect itself. It's not sure what's happening. And so it actually creates this hyalin, which it makes it harder to move teeth. So when you give it a rest phase, you don't get the hyalination as readily. And that's why the teeth can continue to move. So you probably knew that, though. Anyway, okay, now, just a few minutes here before we go to a break. I do want to mention that when we were at break, we had a couple people call in with guesses to our question of the day. Let me restate it. Dr. Kvitko's question of the day is, the loudest snore on record is 93 decibels. You can look that up in the Guinness Book of World Records. And is louder than A, a jackhammer, B, a lawnmower, C, a jet airplane, D, all of the above, E, none of the above. And while we were at break, John called in. He guesses E, which is none of the above. Tanya, she guesses C, which is a jet airplane. And Jorge guessed, he guessed A, a jackhammer. So, Don, do you have any guesses?
No, not even close? No, you know, it's funny. We just purchased a piece of equipment that extracts dust from the... air, and I know that they mentioned it ran at about 47 decibels.
Okay, and so you have an idea now, knowing that this snore is almost the same as twice, it's 93, twice as loud as your machine there.
Right. So I would probably eliminate the jet airplane.
Okay. So he's kind of cheating. He's saying what he doesn't think it is. But anyway, yeah, it's a toughie, isn't it? It's really tough. I was surprised myself by the answer. But I'm going to save the answer till later and give people more of a chance. All right. So let's see. We're going to go to break here soon. For folks that want to follow me on Twitter, do so by going to twitter.com/DrKvitko, DrKvitko. There's no period after the D. And I remember it. Remember, our number is 459-9769. And when we come back, I have many, many more questions for Don. So, Don, hang on the phone with us if you can. And when we come back, though, I want to ask you, how does this compare to Invisalign? Will it affect my speech if I'm wearing this? And how often do I need to see my dentist for adjustments, if any? All right, you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko here on Sunny 95, 94.7 FM. Thanks so much for joining me. Hang with me, because we'll be right back after the break.
Don't miss the February 19th through the 21st Sprout Swap at Sprout Soup, your natural children's store on High Street in Clintonville. Bring your gently used cloth diapers and baby carriers and earn cash or store credit for all you sell. Drop off at Sprout Soup between January 26th and February 12th and check out other great deals on our extensive line of cloth diapers, baby carriers, natural toys, and safe feeding supplies. The Sprout Swap will begin at 10 a.m. on Friday, February 19th, and continue through closing until 5 p.m. on Sunday the 21st. Noah and Alyssa are always available to answer questions or offer suggestions in the child-friendly atmosphere at Sprout Soup, or you may reach them at SproutSoup.com or by phone 614-26-SPROUT. That's 26-SPROUT. Again, find them online or visit them and the boys at 4310 North High Street at Henderson in Clintonville. You'll be glad you did.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. I live my life and practice dentistry by four very important principles: comfort, compassion, respect, and care. They are my guide to providing the very best and most comfortable dental care for you and your family. We want you to feel safe, relaxed, and confident that you are getting the very best care. If you need to correct one tooth or have a total smile makeover, we can help. We provide cosmetic and restorative services including tooth whitening, crowns and bridges, complete and partial dentures, root canals, extractions, and implants. At Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we work hard to earn your trust.
Call to schedule an appointment, 262-9588, or online at drkvitko.com.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thanks so much for joining me. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. And before I get back to our guest, Don Inman from Inman Orthodontic Laboratory, we had another guest come in from Jim. Jim guesses lawnmower. And although he did want to know if it was the typical lawnmower, the Briggs & Stratton, the Toro, or was it not the electric one. So, yeah, we're definitely talking about the gasoline engine. Okay. So, again, let me just restate the question so people understand. It's the loudest snore on record is 93 decibels and is louder than A, a jackhammer, B, a lawnmower, C, a jet airplane, D, all of the above, E, none of the above. So we had Jim's guess, and also Marilyn sent us an email. She guesses D, all of the above. All right. So keep your guesses coming. We'll give the answer out here at the end of the show, which is unfortunately coming up soon. All right. Now, Don Inman of Inman Orthodontic Labs designed the and patented the Inman aligner. And we wanted to find out from Don, how does the Inman aligner compare to Invisalign?
Well, the Invisalign is a wonderful product, first of all. And Invisalign is, as it states, it's fairly invisible in the patient's mouth. And it's very compact, if you would.
Yes.
Where the Inman aligner will feel more like a retainer. There is some bulk to it because we have those areas that we were talking about that have the piston-like components in it, and those are covered by acrylic to protect them.
Okay.
So it makes the appliance a little bulkier. Also, the Inman aligner is really designed to retreat or treat the anterior, the front teeth, where Invisalign can treat all the teeth.
Okay, so basically the Inman aligner is more for what we refer to these days as cosmetic ortho or short-term ortho.
Exactly.
Okay, so for people that don't care if their back teeth are a little bit rotated but want to have a beautiful smile, that would be a case for either the Inman aligner or some of these short-term ortho options.
Exactly. And the Inman aligner, because of the way it functions with that nickel titanium open coil spring pushing and pulling,
yes,
works much faster than, say, the Invisalign would on the anterior teeth. And the reason for that is the Inman aligner is always working. The coil is always generating orthodontic force, where an Invisalign tray is intermittent. When
right.
the patient first puts in a new tray, it's very stiff and the force is very high. By the end of the second week, the force is almost gone.
I see. And it's every 2 weeks you have to get a new one, and whereas this one, the spring constantly pushes. Oh, I know what else might be the difference, the cost, right?
Oh, yeah, tremendous difference in cost. The Inman aligner is much, much more affordable.
Would it be half the price, three-fourths the price, just on average? What would you
I would say about 25% the cost.
Whoa, one-fourth of the cost of Invisalign?
Yes.
Wow. That sounds really good, and it's less time, one
yeah.
fourth the cost. Keeping in mind, it doesn't change the back teeth, but adults typically don't care what their back teeth are doing as long as they can chew, right?
Exactly, and you know another use for the Inman aligner, and I'll be real quick with this, is if you wanted veneers or cosmetic dentistry, and your teeth were really out of alignment, the doctor would have to very aggressively grind on your teeth to prep them for the cosmetic work. But with the Inman aligner, the doctor has the option of pre-aligning those teeth before the cosmetic work, making it a much gentler or less aggressive treatment.
Okay. Well, and there is a little bit of tooth sanding, if you will, or smoothing with the Inman aligner as well, but nothing like a veneer.
Exactly. With the Inman aligner and with Invisalign and short-term ortho in general, the way that the doctor creates the room is by slenderizing the teeth.
Okay.
And they just gently sand the teeth in between the teeth or the contact point.
I've actually had to do that for my orthodontist who needs to gain some space at times to do this the traditional orthodontics, so that's no big deal as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, it's been around. They've been doing that forever. Dr. Jack Sheridan developed the technique, and there's a million studies, and they all say the same thing, that there's no damage to the teeth whatsoever.
Very cool, very cool. Hey, Don, we're actually out of time. I might even ask if maybe we could get you to come back on the show sometime down the road, because there's so many more questions that I have. But before we go, I want to give the answer to today's question of the day. And the answer is, drum roll please. Oh, there, my producer's doing it. I don't know if you can hear that or not. It is jackhammer. So the loudest snore is louder than a jackhammer, but not as loud as a lawnmower or a jet airplane. So, but not by much, by the way. A lawnmower is 95 decibels, and the snore is 93. Jackhammer is 83 decibels, and a jet airplane is 118, just so that you know. Okay, so we do have to wind up. I want to remind folks, we're here every Sunday morning at 7 a.m. here on 94.7 Sunny 95. Don, when we go off the air, if you'll hang on the phone with me, because I want to find out what I need to do to be certified to offer the Inman aligner in my office. So please hang on there. You've been listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Remember, follow me on Twitter by / Dr. Kvitko. Go to dentallyspeaking.com to learn more about upcoming shows and also access podcasts of previous shows. And you can also search for us on iTunes by searching Dentally Speaking or Dr. Kvitko. And if you have questions between this week and next, feel free to email them to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com, and I'll gather your questions and be happy to answer them on the air next week. Again, thanks so much for tuning in. See you next Sunday morning at 7 here on 94.7 Sunny 95.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to columbustoday.com, keyword Dentally Speaking, to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko shows.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.